Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but got Evan on the board, you on the phone lines, and we're going to dive more into these Wisconsin headlines. We've got breaking news out of the Gableman saga. And we've already recapped the Marquette University Law School polling. We covered the horse race, some favorables versus unfavorables. We're going to get some more information as well from those pollings. We'll break them down in shows to come. But today, this final segment of the day, I want to share a little bit about what's going on here in Dane County with the Gableman saga. It was fired just last Friday, and we're still dealing with Frankenstein's monster. He has not died yet, even though he was let go. And the taxpayers don't have to pay him anymore in salary. We're still responsible for all of the mess that he's made and picking up the legal costs of the blunders that Gableman has done with his charade over the last 14 months. But the breaking news today, we got Patrick Marley, now of the Wall Street Journal. It's not the Wall Street Journal. It's the Washington Post. Patrick Marley over the Washington Post tweeting out earlier today, a judge today revoked the ability of attorney James Bopp Jr. and others in his firm to continue to represent the arm of the Wisconsin Assembly that spent the last year, he says the I word, the 2020 election. They weren't doing anything close to the I word. And if you don't know, folks, the word I refuse to call what Gableman did is investigation, because that's the last thing that it was. I will not call it that. I will let you know what the I word is if you haven't tuned in yet to this fine show. Don't know what I'm talking about. But James Bopp, the right-wing attorney that has been representing Gableman in these open records lawsuits that Gableman has been losing because he just didn't keep records, is no longer allowed to represent the Office of the Special Counsel. The judge in the case, Judge Frank Remington here in Dane County, this is Patrick Marley saying, is unsparring in his assessment of the work performed at taxpayer expense by Gableman's Office of Special Counsel. This is a quote from the judge. From August 30th through December 4th, 2021, the evidence speaks for itself. OSC accomplished nothing. It kept none of the weekly progress reports the Wisconsin State Assembly required it to keep. It recorded no interviews with witnesses. It gathered no measurable data. It organized no existing data into any analytical format. It generated no reports based on any special expertise. It did not commence lawsuits against other parts of our state. It did commence lawsuit against other parts of our state and local government, although at the time of this writing, OSC has received no relief. Instead, it gave its employees code names like comms or the number 3, apparently for the sole purpose of emailing back and forth about news articles and drafts of speeches. It printed copies of reports that better investigators had already written, although there is no evidence any person connected with OSC ever read these reports, let alone critically analyzed their factual and legal basis to draw his or her own principled conclusions. Judge Remington, it does not matter how often OSC repeats its baseless arguments, the time has come and gone for OSC to show its substance. There simply is nothing here. That's scathing.
Yeah.
That is the Dane County Judge Frank Remington.
Unequivocal.
Yes. There is no doubt about it. Just eviscerating. And we knew from past court cases, analyzing open records that were requested by American Oversight, a government watchdog organization that had begun looking, like, started requesting information about this charade last fall. Because from all accounts, it looked like there was nothing of substance being done. Gableman was being a blunder. He was running around saying that there was widespread fraud. There was reports coming and that there was a lot of there when there was nothing there. And so now we're finding out, earlier this summer, we found out that the first 2 months, Gableman worked out of a library, used a personal email account, which a ton of conservatives were very up in arms when past political figures used a personal email account, bought her emails, but he used his own personal email account that he then deleted, did not be able to provide anything that was done with that personal email account in that library in southeastern Wisconsin for the first 2 months of the investigation. Now, in this open records case, we're finding that from August to December, the next period of open records that were requested by American Oversight shows, again, there is no substance there to show that the Office of Special Counsel did anything to find or produce widespread voter fraud, because it doesn't exist. So it's very difficult to prove something that doesn't exist exists when it's not there. And now we're finding out Wisconsin taxpayers paid more than $1.1 million for this charade. And Robin Voss, even though he fired Gableman last week, thought that it was a very well-organized machine. It was worthwhile, was his quote yesterday. It was a worthwhile I word.
I bet it was. I bet it was quite worth his time.
How can you, as the leader, the most powerful elected Republican in the state, leader of the state assembly, just fired the man because he came out and endorsed your primary opponent that you only eked out a victory against by less than 300 votes, who is now contesting those primary results? Henry Waite wants a hand count, I believe, or he wants a recount of the Racine County ballots, which includes the 63rd Assembly District. That was Harry Waite's statement yesterday. I don't understand how that man has not been arrested, because he admitted to election fraud by requesting other individuals' absentee ballots in front of the chief law enforcement officer of Racine County, and that law enforcement officer said, no, I'm not going to lock you up. I do not know how, I get it, it doesn't want to look politically motivated, but somebody at the Wisconsin Department of Justice needs to be getting handcuffs on that man quickly, because he is continuing to try to undermine Wisconsin elections. And outside of Robin Voss saying that it was a worthwhile probe into the 2020 election, the incumbent senator, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who is unfavorable by 47% of those polled in today's Marquette University Law School polling, say that they have an unfavorable opinion of the incumbent senator. Maybe it's because he says things like he said yesterday, that he was praising Harry Waite, the guy that should be arrested for election fraud, for manipulating and requesting absentee ballots that weren't his.
The word senator, has lost meaning, but it's shameless. It's shameless.
They don't have any shame.
Yes.
They are absent of shame. Shameless implies that there was shame to be had,
sure,
that is lost.
Sure. Okay.
They are without shame. I don't know what the word would be, but we've got to come up, I guess, with that, because it is a new era here in Wisconsin, where you've got some people like U.S. Senator Ron Johnson then praising a man who is openly breaking election laws, while then simultaneously advocating for making it harder to vote in Wisconsin, because they say that there's widespread voter fraud out there, and they don't go and lock up the people committing the widespread voter fraud when they find out they're conservatives. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's down in Chicago. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to you then.